Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures, quite the mixed market today. We had wheat futures strongly higher here for the second day in a row, and then soybean futures sliding again today. Traded down as much as nearly 40 cents lower in the May, which is considered the front month here. They went down to 1365, and that's about 80 cents off the high from just a few days ago prior to that USDA report on Monday. But they closed down 1388 in May, down 25 cents, and that's 23 cents off of the low. If you look at the November of 2014, down 12 cents, 1177 and a half. They traded as high as 1194 and a half overnight, so 20 cents or so off of the highs there. Then corn futures a little bit strong today despite soybeans sell-off, up 5 to 6 cents across the board. December 14 is up 4 and 3 quarters at 486. There is some talk that they're trying to buy a few more corn acres because the idea has been that beans are favorable at this price level to plant beans instead of corn, and of course we do need the corn. Then wheat futures, again, strong today. July, Kansas City up to 740, up 15 cents on the day. Really strong as tensions around the world, and then some adversity here in this weather market we're facing here in the Southern Plains.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Grain futures news today is really focused on a lot of talk that some more additional cancellations from China out of South America, and then rumors of one cargo here in the U.S. being canceled, all negative here to the soybeans. Of course, there's some technical trading here on the soybeans as funds begin to liquidate, as that market seems to want to crash here. We're significantly off the highs we saw Monday pre-report, almost a dollar off the highs then to today's low. Of course, we closed about 23 cents off of the low today for the May contract. But the big hedge funds have been sellers in here, and that's the main reason. They're estimated sold 10 to 15,000 contracts today. So that's a pretty negative look for the soybeans. Looking out at November here, we're of course down, but still strong. A lot of the talk is also about the planted numbers, and in March 1st we'll see planting intentions, or excuse me, March 31st we'll see planting intentions, and that could be why we're seeing corn increase to try to buy some corn acres versus the November soybeans. And then wheat futures here in the Southern Plains, we saw extremely windy and actually hot yesterday, hot temperatures up to the 80s, and that's windy and hot. That's not good for the wheat at this point. We really need the moisture, so that's what we're looking for next.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, the April live cattle were up 65 cents at 143.87. March feeders were up a nickel at 173.97. And April lean hogs were down $1.17 at 115.92. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat was up 19 and a quarter at 741 and one quarter. Chicago March corn up 6 and a quarter cents at 484 and one quarter. And March soybeans were down 29 and three quarter cents on the day at 1381 and three quarters. In the cotton markets, May cotton was up 55 points at 92.20. And And the July contract was up 15 points at 90.23 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.